president's promise. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden vowing to provide assistance to the areas devastated by Hurricanes Fiona and Ian for the long haul. The president and First Lady Jill Biden will be traveling to Fiona-stricken Puerto Rico on Monday and Florida, which was slammed by Hurricane Ian, on Wednesday. Fox's Chad Pergram has more.
It's a balance for presidents not to get in the way of storm recovery, but they must time when they go on site to show leadership. There are still concerns about rising floodwaters, and there's worry about what happens when sodden communities receive showers from a regular storm. Congress just approved money to flush FEMA's coffers with cash in an interim spending bill on Friday. It's likely Congress will need to approve more cash for Puerto Rico and Florida after the damage assessments are complete.
The total amount of money needed for the recovery effort for Hurricane Ian is not known yet. Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds says it could be around $5 billion. Ukrainian forces recapturing the city of Lyman after it was annexed by Russia, a move deemed by other countries to be illegal. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg praises Ukraine's advancements on NBC's Meet the Press.
We have seen that they have been able to take a new town, Lyman, that demonstrates that the Ukrainians are making progress, are able to push back the Russian forces because of their courage, because of their bravery, their skills, but of course also because of the advanced weapons that the United States and other allies are providing. Right. This is making a difference on the battlefield every day.
A stampede at a soccer match in Indonesia Saturday night leaves at least 125 people dead, including 17 children. Far-right incumbent Jair Bolsonaro will face leftist former president Lula da Silva in October 30th runoff in Brazil's presidential election. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The Supreme Court's new term begins today. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Today marks Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's first term as a Supreme Court justice. The first case the court will consider has to do with whether the EPA has the authority to claim the Clean Water Act applies to an Idaho couple's plans for a piece of property the EPA says is technically wetlands. But there are other critical cases on the calendar, including two that could result in an end to affirmative action on public and private college campuses. Two other cases pertain to elections. One is a challenge to North Carolina's redistricting and whether gerrymandering violated the state constitution. Another case out of Alabama alleges the redrawing of congressional districts violated the Voting Rights Act.
A man accused of killing 22 elderly women goes on trial again. Fox's Shayna Estelin has the story.
He's already been convicted of killing one woman, and on Monday, the next capital trial for Billy Shamirmir begins in Dallas. Prosecutors accuse the Kenyan-born 49-year-old of targeting older women, mostly in independent living facilities, and smothering them to death, all to steal some of their jewelry. Earlier this year, he was sentenced to life in prison for killing an 81-year-old woman, faces the same sentence if convicted in this trial in the murder of an 87-year-old in 2018. He was arrested after one of his victims survived, cops finding him at his apartment complex with cash and jewelry in hand. He claims that he's innocent.
An escaped inmate is located at his birthday party.
That inmate, Forenzo Rakeem Murphy, was captured in Georgia at his own birthday party. Murphy escaping from a Connecticut halfway house in early August where he was serving time for robbery. Deputies in Georgia getting a tip that the 31-year-old was spotted nearby. They wound up finding him at his relative's house celebrating his own birthday party. Murphy was arrested on site and now faces additional charges.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.